Hey guys, Jason Kaplan here from the U.S. Just coming to you today to talk a little bit about buzzwords. A buzzword is a word, a slang, a phrase that we use in the workplace and sometimes outside of the workplace, but I'm going to be talking to you mostly today about these words that we use inside the workplace to kind of motivate people, to tell them how they're doing, to give them instructions for the future, to tell them how they're doing on a project. They can really be applied to a lot of different things. So I'm going to go over a list, maybe about 10, 15 buzzwords today, and hopefully you can, you know, pick up a couple and use them yourself. So the first one is what I like to say, like a way that a manager can come across to their employees when they're kind of in a funk, maybe to get them to think outside the box. And this is the word, this is outside the box. So we talk about doing a job, we talk about, you know, employees giving instructions and they just do those instructions to the T. But there's never any creativity assigned to those instructions. So the employee can often do a job and then they can give it back to the manager or supervisor. And the manager and supervisor can be satisfied with that. But we always encourage the employees to think outside of the box. So what that means is, for example, when I worked in a restaurant, we would get an order for our supplies 3 times per week. And I always loved it when an employee would not only put away an order, but when they would reorganize a section of the store because they thought it would help us function better. Even if it was good or bad, I always praised them because they thought outside of the box. So that means that thinking inside the box would just be to put away the order the same way we do all the time, but thinking outside of the box would be doing something creative, doing something to solve a problem that they see. So I like that one. Think outside the box is very good. Another one that I've heard people use a lot is when we have a job to do and we're not on track, we're not gonna complete the job before the deadline. A lot of people will say, we are behind the eight ball. So this is a term, behind the eight ball, that refers to the game of billiards or pool, they call it in the US. And it's used to mean that we're behind what we need to do. So when we're behind the eight ball, that means that we have to get the eight ball in the pocket to win the game. So that means that we're behind right now. So the eight ball represents the project or the work that we have to do, and we have to get that eight ball in the pocket. So that's something that we use too, behind the eight ball. Some other words that we do use is when a boss steps out of the office, let's say for the day, for an hour, for a week, they will often tell their employee or the person that they think is most responsible besides them to hold the fort down. And that is an interesting phrase that I never really thought about until I've been speaking about these buzzwords, because I use that a lot. When somebody says, hold the fort down, it's like a reference back to medieval times. So we don't work in a fort, we work in an office building, but the building is referred to as a fort, and the person that we put in charge is like the general. You know, it's the general or the assistant manager is now the general of this army that you refer to the office building as a fort. So it's very interesting. That's another one. Another one that we talk about a lot in the workplace is we are in the driver's seat. So when I face a situation, let's say I'm a sports team, and let's say I'm a coach of a sports team, and I want to make it to the championship series, and we've won a lot of games, but the season is not over yet, but we have control of our destiny, or we are in the driver's seat. So that means that we are our own worst enemy. That means that we are the ones that control if we are successful or if we're not successful. So that means that we've done enough to put ourselves in a position to be victorious, to be successful. So we are in the driver's seat. And the driver is known as the person that steers the car, right? So wherever the driver wants to go, they go. That's why in the workplace we often say, I'm in the driver's seat, or we're in the driver's seat, because that means that you have control over your success. And I'm going to give you just two more here, and we're going to wrap it up. This is a word that we use often, but it's not really good for the workplace anymore, and that's LOL. So I don't know how popular this phrase is in France, but in America, we do use this a lot through text. A lot of young people use this. It's LOL. That means laugh out loud. So when we do this in the workplace, it's not a sign of maturity. Depending on where you work, if you're in a corporation, if you're dressing in a business casual environment, if you're having meetings, if it's a quiet workplace, LOL is very casual, it's very immature, it doesn't really fit into the workplace. But if you were getting together with some coworkers after work and you were having a drink at a bar and somebody wore something funny, like a funny hat, let's say, to the bar, you could text them after and say, "Did you see what John was wearing? LOL," laugh out loud. But in the workplace, you don't want to say LOL. And the last word, buzzword I'm going to talk to you about today is all hands on deck. So this is a great way for somebody to come across with a command for the entire group of people that they oversee to stop what they're doing and to do something that their boss needs them to do. So for example, in Carnival Cruise Line, which was the last company I worked for before I came to France, this is a sales-driven company, and we had numbers that we had to achieve on a monthly basis. So if there was a Saturday that a big sale was ending, or the end of the month happened on a Saturday, my boss would come in the office and he would say, "I need all hands on deck this Saturday." That means that he needs everybody that works there to come in on Saturday, even though it's not a work day, because we're behind. You could say we're behind the eight ball. There's another buzzword that we can throw in there. So that's all hands on deck. It's a popular way to say, "I need everybody to stop what they're doing or to help me do something so we can achieve a goal." Those are some buzzwords. So hopefully you find those useful, and I'll talk to you next time.